Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
I'm here to confess that if you let me hold you, I won't hold my breath.
And if you let me. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and songwriter Karen Ann is an international woman of mystery. Born in Israel to a Russian father and a Dutch Javanese mother, raised in France and now based here in New York, she has left behind her a trail of intriguing albums, the most recent of which came out in 2011 and featured this song with its relatively high body count and film noir-style production. Now, after 2 years out of the crosshairs, Karen Ann is back, and she's going to start us off with a song called The Harder Ships of the World. It's Karen Ann, live on Soundcheck.
Tell me, my friend, do you still break the hearts? Do you still put the crowds under your spell? I've lived in a trial of some invisible storm. Now I'm back in the land, and I miss you like hell. I see rows of light close to me, close to me. I'm riding on. We sail the harder ships of the world to the greater grips of the land, and we get closer to nowhere. We sail the harder ships of the world to the greater grips of the land, and we get closer to nowhere. You know, we ran to the shores and we lost in the race. But they're all standing tall, humble and brave. And I had dreams of you here. You were rocking the place, begging to say what's left to say. I hear voices sing close to me, close to me. I'm riding on. We say of the world to the greater grips of the land, and we get closer to nowhere. We sail the harder ships of the world to the greater grips of the land, and we get closer to nowhere. We sail the harder ships of the world to the greater grips of the land, to the further lights of the soul, the harder ships all the world, the harder ships all the world, the harder ships all the world.
That is the singer and songwriter and guitarist Karen Ann, live on Soundcheck, and a song called The Harder Ships of the World. Karen Ann is joining me here in the Soundcheck studio for the first time in over 2 years. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Now, that song goes back 2 albums, so
right.
Almost 7 years.
Yeah, this one was on the 2007 release. That was my eponymous release,
right?
The album Karen Ann.
So, 2 years away, and you show up today with a 19-month-old daughter. I think I can put two and two together here.
Yeah.
So young Nico was having a nap outside our studio. Was she named after Nico from the Velvet Underground?
And yes. I mean, at least after the elegance and the poetry that this woman has inspired me with. And I think it's such a beautiful feminine symbol,
yeah.
Being named Nico after Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The German chanteuse who famously sang with Andy Warhol in the Velvet Underground,
yeah.
and had her own career and wrote very often her own songs. Are you finding the time to get back into writing? Is there a new Karen Ann CD in the works?
I am starting to work on a new record, but I found it's very interesting. I did work this whole time. I mean, I did some music for films. I'm currently working on a music for a theater play. It's a theater play by David Grossman. So I do have great musical projects.
Don't require you to tour and to be away from home for long periods?
I could tour. You know, I toured with her until she was 9 months. It's getting a little difficult, more difficult now. But the problem, I don't know if other women felt this way. For me, it's different. I find that the composition is fantastic. I can write music. I can get, once she falls asleep, I can go to my little writing place and work on writing arrangements and writing for many instruments and writing compositions that are even a little more like less song writing based and working on different musical pieces, because musically I feel very moved, and I feel that I have all the I don't know if it makes any sense, but
all the creative juices are flowing.
Yeah,
it sounds
it's
like.
There.
Yeah.
I can completely connect. But in terms of writing, I do write lyrics. The only thing is that I don't have the time to be as self-centered as you need to when you write. Whether you write, I think that whether you're writing short stories, a novel, whether you're writing poetry, whether you're writing songs, you need to really have the time to concentrate. You need to have the ability to not recognize whether 3 hours or 5 hours went by.
Right.
I don't have that luxury. And I think when a woman has a young child, she rarely has that luxury.
Right.
This is why so many women, I think, write for kids, because then they can concentrate it around their child, which is something I didn't go to. I do have things that I write for her and sing for her, but I don't feel like making a project out of it.
Right.
It's not... I don't have that buzz for this.
There would certainly be a switch from your last record, 101, which was like something out of a James Bond thriller, you know, these songs full of characters, you as a kind of femme fatale.
Yeah, definitely. That would take me a long way from that one. No, I do think that I will write more, and I do have songs in progress, and I do have material I can't wait to put on record, and I do have plans to record more, and hopefully I'll have something ready soon. The only thing is that I do feel that I need to find a new way of writing. But that doesn't mean I'm not making music. I make music every day. So I do feel satisfied musically as much as I am as a mother. But I think that the songwriting, I need to find a new angle to that, to the songwriting bit.
Well, you know, doing music theater, film scores, you've done all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that certainly is another kind of outlet for that creativity. And in addition to writing, you've always been, by your own admission, a gearhead. Somebody who loves to produce and knows all the equipment and the pedals and the effects and stuff. Is it hard to strip these songs down to just you and a guitar?
I've always tried to make sure that when I work on something, the initial, like the very first fundamental drawing, like the crayon on the paper, the first lines, also deliver a certain story that can be later changed, or it could get greater, or it could mm-hmm. be brightened or darkened with production. But I think it's always important for me that the first story, the first lines, also have something to say, at least for me, and that I have the ability to kind of take any form of setup, whether I have the possibility to work with an orchestra or just with two musicians or three musicians, that I always have the possibility of dressing up the songs differently. I think that's the fun with the songwriting, because there's a structure, mm-hmm. It's a form, there's a box, and from the minute you can just change the shape of it and kind of play around with it.
And then you change the color of it when you get into the studio and start producing it.
Right, and production is also a thing that is kind of a luxury. For me, it was before being a mom, because I produced other artists and I had the opportunity to spend 12 hours a day at the studio, if not more.
Right.
And I don't have that now. So I think I'm going to actually be try and work with producers and see how that works for me. I've never done that for myself. And I'd like to kind of co-work on production and co-work on arrangements and be more passive sometimes and see if that works. It can either work or not. So it's either I'll be doing this or just, you know, take the time and the time I need to do it on my own. But I think every part of your life brings you to a new adventure, and I think that the co-production could be definitely something fun to do.
We're speaking with Karen Ann, who is performing at City Winery across the street on Thursday evening. It's part of the Newish Jewish Music Festival, which is a newish addition to our cultural offerings here in New York. That's Thursday evening. Karen Ann is playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. You want to do It's All a Lie for
yes.
us next? Now, this is from 101, from the last record.
Yeah,
no,
actually, It's All a Lie is also from the 2007. I don't know why I chose two songs, probably because we rehearsed those for Thursday
okay.
with a different setup. We rehearsed them with Douglas Wieselman on bass clarinet and Thomas Bartlett on the piano. And we kind of gave them a fresh thing. And then I came here and I thought maybe I should play them because I felt like playing them. So I guess that's why.
All right.
I haven't played It's All Alive very often, so I guess.
Well, this will be a little bit of a treat for both of us then. Karen Ann is performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. This next song, also going back 2 records and 7 years, is called It's All a Lie. It's Karen Ann live playing the electric guitar here in the Soundcheck studio.
The lips of time, they kiss again. When I walk alone into the night, they know my voice, they know my name. My need for love, my fear of heights. So I keep my wit, my running game, my shoulders straight and chin up high. 'Cause it's all a lie, it's all a lie, it's all a lie. And I forget how the time flies. My fingers cross, I hope in vain that you'll be home with sleepy eyes to fix it all. 'Cause you know my pain, and I forget how the time flies when the day is long and it keeps me dry. 'Cause it's all a lie, it's all a lie, it's all a lie. no perfect way to clear the mess. We both have a past in a silver frame, but see, my heart, it died a slow, weary death in the tainted arms of another man. But see, you and I, we're no different than the rest of the world. When the morning rings, everyone wants a piece of the love of God, and everyone sings. But I can help myself, 'cause it's all a lie, it's all a lie, it's all a lie. The lips of time, they kiss again. When I walk alone into the night, they know my voice, they know my name, my need for love, my fear of heights. But see, I'm no different than the rest of the world. When the morning rings, I just want a piece of the love of God.
That is Karen Ann live on Soundcheck with her song It's All a Lie. Karen Ann singing and playing the electric guitar. Karen Ann's going to switch over to acoustic for this next song. Once again, she's performing Thursday evening at City Winery here in Lower Manhattan, part of the Newish Jewish Music Festival, as it's known. Karen Ann performing on Thursday with Thomas Bartlett and Doug Wieselman, both of whom are familiar names on the New York scene. Karen Ann is with us solo here in the Soundcheck studio, and this song is called You Were on Fire.
I've never seen you clear before, never heard you cry. My blinded heart is washed ashore, my innocence gone dry. And I wish I had more patience, there are things I can't reverse. I don't know why you were so threatened by the entire universe. You were on fire, tainted in the sun. You ran against the raging wind, decadent and drunken with desire, fooling the love of everyone. Your reverence in flames, your eyes were golden and awake. You were on fire. Thank you. no one's ever saved you. You only saw him bleed, and his sorrow misbehaved you to avenge and not to plead. But out here there is no other who's seen you broken down, bare and blameless for your lover, bold and fearless for the crowd. You were on fire, tainted in the sun. You ran against the raging wind, decadent and drunken with desire, fooling the love of everyone. Your reverence in flames, your eyes were golden and awake. You were on fire.
That, once again, is Karen Ann, live on Soundcheck with a song called You Were on Fire. That originally appears on her last record called 101, but that's a solo acoustic version here in the studio. I guess I never noticed before, hearing it stripped down like this, what an interesting chord progression that is in that song.
The thing is, with these songs, sometimes I realized somebody made me notice that in every record I have a few ballads that have the 70s sort of chord progression. And I think that when you grew up listening to that music, it's somewhere, it's in you. Whether you try, like, a song is never finished unless you have something, at least in the bridge, that speaks for itself musically. And I love that. I love when a ballad has at least part. I don't care if it's where the verse or the chorus is or in the bridge, but at least somewhere where you can have the imagery of what you're saying in music. It's always very important.
Am I remembering this right, that you were a Carole King fan? Tapestry?
Yeah, Tapestry is the first record I really fell in love with. I think it's actually the first one I actually
Have you seen the Broadway, the musical
no,
about Carole King
seen
called
it.
Beautiful?
I haven't seen it. I heard it's fantastic.
The woman, the actress who plays Carole King is amazing. She's astonishing.
Wow.
Now, English is what, your third language?
It's hard to say. My parents actually spoke English to each other when I was very young, because my father spoke mostly Hebrew, but my mom didn't speak Hebrew when they met. She was from Holland, and she spoke French because she studied in France, but with him she spoke English.
Okay.
So I grew up listening to them speak English to each other, but a very particular English, a very European / Israeli / Russian / Dutch / French English.
You grew up with ESL, with English as a second language.
Yeah, like a broken English. But at the same time, my dad spoke only Hebrew to me, and my mom spoke Dutch and French to me. But I mean, French, it was mostly through the music. We didn't really speak French, but she'd play me French artists. She was a big fan of French chansons.
Like so Serge Gainsbourg.
Serge Gainsbourg, Françoise Hardy, Sylvie Vartan, even, you know, and Henri Salvador, that I got to meet later and write for.
Right.
Which has been kind of a childhood insanity dream. But
And didn't Salvador pass away after that?
Yeah, he passed away. We met when he was 83, and he passed away 7 years later.
Yeah. But you can comfortably write in French, English?
Mostly French and English. Yeah. I didn't really try to write in Hebrew. I think I need to kind of sharpen certain things. The Hebrew is more complex. I do love reading Hebrew, and I love to play Hebrew songs to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't write. I don't see myself write poetry or anything. I mean, not necessarily poetry, but anything that is musical. I don't have the musical language enough.
Right. Well, since I last saw you, you've done an opera with Barði Jóhannsson,
yes.
Who is Icelandic, right?
Yes, he's Icelandic.
So what language is that opera called Red Waters in?
So basically it's a mixture of English and we took Latin words that we put together because it's an opera with a lot of rituals, and we needed to have the villagers, the people that actually we made sing in the opera, have rituals, but it just didn't work in English. So we kind of researched into some Gregorian words, but mostly Latin expressions and words that we put in there.
Huh. And this has been mounted in France a couple of times.
Yes, it's been played. The production was it was the Opera of Rouen, which is a very big and beautiful opera, and we had six different opera houses play the actual original production. And now we're kind of moving on. We'd like, our dream is to take it further. So we're kind of working on additional platforms and with to be able to record the music and have guests on it. It was a wonderful project, and the thing is that we feel that it still has a life, and mm-hmm. we have some people who are kind of wanting to take part in this. So we love the fact that it's there, and we can just make different projects with it.
So opera, film scores, music theater. No wonder you haven't put out an album in a couple of years. You've been busy.
I've been mostly busy being a mom.
Being a mom to young Nico.
Which is the greatest of all. I can't, like, there's nothing. I'm so happy. I feel so privileged that I have a profession that gives me the possibility to raise my daughter full time. I'm so grateful that I can spend so much time with her. And
well, Karen Ann, very nice of you to take some of that time and spend it with us here in Soundcheck. It's great to see you again.
Thank you for having me. I love coming here. Thank you.
Karen Ann with us on Soundcheck.
She'll take you back. Don't make believe you wanna think.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.